Well, we have high expectations. I think that we're going to play a really tough non-league schedule. Three games up in the divisions against the AA's, against Union Endicott at UE, Binghamton at Binghamton, Horseheads at Horseheads, and then one down game non-league against Owego, who's, you know, very well coached and always competing for the B title. So, you know, I think that non-league schedule, if we can stay healthy, will prepare us very well for our league schedule. And this year, with five teams in the division, you know, four of them go to the playoffs, so one team's the odd man out. So obviously we want to get off to a great start opening at UE on that first Saturday of the football season and show people that we can compete.
Well, given what you performed last year, would it be fair to say the target's on West High for the divisional play?
I don't believe that. I think that we lost three All-State players. We have a lot of confidence in our system. And the nice thing is that we've been consistent with our coaching staff. We've been consistent with what we're doing on offense and on defense, and the same with special teams. So the kids pick up, and they're just getting quality reps, and we're paying attention to detail and continuing to try to get better every day in practice.
What do you like about this year's team, and given that, do you see very many changes, major changes, tweaking things for you here?
We've got a few wrinkles that we added to benefit our personnel the best we can. We've got two quality quarterbacks, Dieter Truesdell coming, returning from being the starter, the leader on the offensive side of the ball, and being pushed by Josh Grant, who is the JV quarterback, who was 7-1, and they lost. Their only loss was with 30 seconds to go on a botched extra point by the opposition. So, we've got two guys back there that I've got a lot of confidence in. They both throw the ball pretty well, and they've worked hard in the offseason to throw the ball. And, that's the maybe one area that we don't throw the ball an awful lot. Our offense is geared around running the football and passing to score. And we put some quality time into that in the offseason with the 7-on-7 and 7-on-7 tournaments, and hopefully that will pay off.